I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On the heels of the recent 20-nation World Economic Summit in the United States, mission leaders are predicting a downturn in donations and more. However, some groups are already seeing an impact in short-term missions participation. CURE International provides physical and spiritual healing for disabled children around the world. And CURE's Jerry Meadows says it's not all bad news.
People with medical skills who see the need worldwide aren't going to let the economy get in their way of going. And I think we'll return to a place maybe like we were in 30 or 40 years ago, where short-term missions is very expensive. And it's very costly. It's a huge sacrifice.
Next, on December 13th, Christians from all over Promprom, Ghana will be taking to the streets for an annual Christmas parade. Oasis Training Institute's Ambrose Brennan says,
"We really want to get the word out to especially the lower Promprom area where there's a lot of still traditional religion and there's a lot of spiritualism and things like that. And some of the pastors have told us it's a real hard area to try to work. And so we're going to take the parade right down into the heart of that area this year."
And Africa Inland Mission has received numerous calls and emails to verify the validity of newspaper classified advertisements offering teacup Yorkie puppies for adoption in the United States. The person placing the ads, when contacted, claims to be a missionary serving with AIM and asks the interested party to split the cost for shipping the puppies to America. Unfortunately, it's a scam. Pray that the hoax doesn't damage the integrity of the mission team and that the con artist would be caught. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio's making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.